Welcome to another edition of Love Notes with Dr. Nicole Beasley. The time will come when with elation you will greet yourself, arriving at your own door in your own mirror, and each will smile at the other's welcome and say, "Sit here, eat." You will love again the stranger who was yourself. Give wine, give bread, give back your heart to itself, to the stranger who has loved you all your life, whom you ignored for another, who knows you by heart. Take down the love letters from the bookshelf, the photographs, the desperate notes. Peel your own image from the mirror. Sit. Feast on your life. Derek Walcott. One of you has written me saying your heart has broken because a good man has left. So I wanted to take some time today to talk about heartbreak. When I'm brokenhearted, sleep evades me. And it's hard to eat. And I begin to look worn and thin, just like I feel. Heartbreak is hard. Losing love is hard. And when my mind turns to love is never lost, I think, blah, blah, blah. While it is true, in the midst of heartbreak, it does not matter. So I want to turn your attention to what matters to me when my heart is broken. Not to shiny words, but to what really helps. What helps? Go to the mirror and look. Can you see how beautiful you are? Can you see how courageous it is and it was for you to love so fully? I understand that he didn't come, or he came and he went, but you did not. Can you see now the beauty of that? Can you see how brave you are to keep loving despite all that has happened? Despite what you know, you are still willing. In this way, aren't you exactly the person you'd want to love? Aren't you the one you hope will arrive? Someone as willing and brave and wide open as you. Take that in. Let that touch you. Because it is so beautiful the way you love. It really is. To stand up naked in the middle of the river with your arms spread open, saying yes, is such a gift, even if he comes and goes. There you are. Such a gift. We notice that. It matters to us. So if you feel like laying down and staying down, take your time. Feel whatever you must. Knowing that the hard pain of it is not a reflection of your value, of your beauty. It does not mean anything about what's going to come. And when you're ready, dream again. Turn your attention to the hope and when you feel too alone, remember, peel your own image from the mirror. Feast on the beauty of your life, because you are. You are love. Until the next time.